Allow ourselves to receive, allow ourselves the gift of pleasure, allow ourselves the gift of increase, because this is about increase at this time. This is about affording ourselves the recognition of our Christ presence. So this is the day of a season of miracles, the seasons of happenings. So regardless of your religion, regardless of your practice, what you are to attune to on the cosmic level are the gifts of increase. So this is increase in your true evolution, increase in your true establishment, because as we establish ourselves in victory, this is what we bring forth. It matters not the day, it matters not your signaling. In other words, I was having linear thoughts. It matters not. What matters is our agreement as we come to play, as we offer ourselves for freedom, as we offer ourselves for true allowance, then this is what is heard, this is what is signaled, and this is what is presented. So they want me to step out and explain. So instead of it being a problem, in fact, it became a learning experience. And so this way, they're having me step out. So as we devote ourselves each day to the promised land, as we devote ourselves each day to our courageous state of advancement, then all moments are signals of truth. All moments are signals of readiness. All moments are signals of true beginnings. So as we will receive, as we will allow, they are asking us to receive our good pleasure. So it doesn't matter, even if you're listening to the recording afterwards, or you're here in the present and you're like, I don't really understand what's going on. You do on the higher level. You do on the higher level, because it is the increase of your soul provisions. We're here to claim our higher self. We're here to claim our higher stance. We're here to claim our higher arrival. And so as we will allow ourselves mercy, as we will allow ourselves grace, we open up to good pleasure. We open up to true advancement. So each one, dears, we ask you to receive. We ask you to receive in the name of Christ. We ask you to receive in the name of good pleasure. We ask you to receive in like commodity. So in other words, we're experiencing this lifetime, this incarnation. But like commodity means that we're opening up the door to channel in our to and fro. So these are going to be what we would refer to as past lives that are really parallel exposures. Our advanced understandings. So whether we were the high priestess or a sage or whatever it may be, these opportunities are being afforded to us in the here now. So as we receive grace, as we receive alignment, as we receive our extreme pleasure, we are opening the door to allow these openings, to allow these possibilities, to allow these promotional consents to occur in the here now. So they're asking us to receive these gifts of allowance. And so as you're receiving this energetically, imagine yourself expanding. Imagine yourself strengthening in your capacity to hold light, in your capacity to hold strength, in capacity to hold wisdom, in your capacity to hold the energy of tomorrow, because tomorrow, remember, it's all in the now moment. So as we open up to receive, what we're doing is we're receiving advanced pleasure. So imagine, they're asking me to step out. So there's some movie premiere, and it's like you've got an advanced premiere, advanced seating. So you get to see it a day before it goes in the theaters. So this is where whatever we have coming to us in this incarnation that is our destiny, is our promotional authority, that as we open up, what we do is we receive tomorrow. In other words, that which we're extending ourselves in light, in truth, in divine promise, we open up and receive. And so if we can all remember that everything is in the now moment, what we would perceive to be as our tomorrow comes to us in a quick glance, comes to us in a quick occurrence. So as we will extend, as we will promote, as we will allow by grace, and they want to explain grace because we all have our places of perceived error. In other words, we have our history. So this is the chain of commands. And so because we have our history, we're stringing along past preference. In other words, the judgments, the guilts, and all that. What we're learning how to do is step into new refinement. Oh my gosh, the energy just came through me. We're stepping into new refinement. In other words, there's no tally. So imagine like a scorecard, you know, good, bad, right, wrong, and there's this tally sheet going on. So imagine this tally sheet just like blowing in the wind, blowing in the wind. It is gone. It is gone. It is a no thing. In other words, it doesn't matter once you move out of the karmic wheel. It doesn't matter once you receive your holiness. It doesn't matter once you receive your grace. Now, when we receive this on the behalf of all. So this is going to include those that have been perhaps a little irritating, perhaps very irritating, what we would consider ones that, you know, we don't really always have an open heart. So this is part of our advancement and moving into the awakened heart, that it is established for all. So as you take that tally, yes, no, right, wrong, good, bad, and you've been telling yourself and it's just blowing in the wind, we want to see that occurring for our guests. So our guests are all those that we have been acquainted with in this incarnation, all those that appear to have caused us trouble, that have caused us consternation. Perhaps we'll do so in the linear, even as we exit or as you finish the recording. But you want to remember that's in the linear, that's in form, that's in our egoic trance, because again, it's the projection of the unconscious guilt, whether it's projected onto another, projected onto ourselves, but this is body, this is form. What we're moving into is a place of possibilities. What we're moving into is extreme pleasure. What we're moving into is our own soul awareness. In other words, we're coming to receive ourselves anew. We're coming to receive the Christ being birthed in and through us, as we will establish grace. Now, grace means that grace overrides those tally sheets. Grace means that we step into our true understanding. Now, again, we do this for the benefit of all, meaning all of life. Friends, what we would consider froze. Again, we're all playing, having this little script or almost like Monopoly game where everyone's going around learning, challenging, tugging, pulling, sometimes attacking, it would seem. But again, it's all the egoic attack. And so as we receive the Christ energies, as we receive our light, as we receive our holiness for all, because there's one Christ in truth. We're not individuated consciousness. We are one Christ. So as we receive this for all, we awaken the world, because we wake up to everyone's holiness. We wake up to our holiness, and it's one and the same. It's one and the same. Our holiness, everyone's holiness, it's one and the same. We don't get to recognize ours if we don't commit to receive it for the benefit of all. So they're asking us now to bring in all our lovely guests, to bring in all those that still believe in poverty. And poverty is not just financial poverty. Poverty is not understanding light. Poverty is being stuck in the ego and self-perpetuating problems, not understanding how that is arriving, not understanding the part they're playing. Poverty is being in poor health and not understanding that when you're in light, you step out of disease, because in that state of consciousness, disease doesn't exist. There is no separation. So this is impoverished consciousness. So we're in including all. We're including all in all of our incarnations, in all of our past history. And as we receive this, we awaken consciousness. We awaken our template. Now, this is important because we each have timelines. Oh my gosh, energies. We each have timelines that we're moving into. So this is a state of allowance. You've come here for victory. You've come here to claim glory. You've come here to claim the acquittal of your readiness. So this is about being ready for ascension. So ascending out of old consciousness, ascending out of the old template. So instead of it being attack, instead of it being a tug of war, instead of it being someone's got to win, someone's got to lose, it's victory for all. Let us receive, dear ones. Let us receive on behalf of all those celebrating today, all those that are not in a state of celebration, all those that are without memory of their truth. Let us receive on behalf and proclamation of our receivership as we step into our new timelines, as we step into the higher protocol, to open up to the light with ease. With ease, because remember, it's all here for our acquittal. So all those places where we have been attacking ourselves, where we're causing undue hardship, imagine it all dropping now. Imagine us stepping into the light. Receive this light body now. Receive. Let us take a moment of prayer. So beautiful. His souls are just so beautiful. We're awakened to our beauty. We're awakened to our beauty, to our strength, to our loveliness, to our wholeness. Awaken, dear ones. And so it is. Oh my gosh, thank you for being present. I would not have experienced that had each of you not been here this evening. Oh, such beauty. I am suddenly so hot. I feel like take a shower. Take a shower. So these are the energies. These energies will support us in the days to come. So it's not just what's occurring here. These energies are going to entitle us to freedom. So they want me to explain this. They're going to help us to have choice. In other words, you may follow the karmic winds and you think to say something, or you think to think something, you see something. But what you're going to notice is a turnaround. In other words, you have dictation of choice. You're going to be offered choice of the new perspective. Now, this is where it becomes our initiation to say yes to that higher choice. It's as simple as that. Stepping into the new reality, stepping into the new occurrence. So it's going to be the new choice of relieving ourselves of impoverished tendency. So to see others in judgment, to see ourselves in judgment, whatever it may be, whatever our next step is, it's almost like someone has a flashlight helping us find our way. And we're the ones that come into agreement. So that's part of our free will. That is our responsibility, to say yes to the next offering. And it's going to occur for several days, where depending on your flow, depending on your readiness, where you're going to notice the offering, the entitlement. So remember that you're entitled, because every time you say yes, every time you agree to the new perspective, you shift vibrations, you shift your frequency. Now, how we create our lives is called to us through our own frequency. There's no world out there separate from us. We're creating it. So when we create with light, when we create with love, when we create with unblemished reward, it's we create the prize, we create the victory, we create the new circumstance. So people come for reading and say, when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? And their guides are saying, yes, when is this going to happen? Because when are you going to choose the light? When are you going to choose the light? We would like to know when it's going to happen too. So the more that we understand our power, the more that we understand how we're plugged in, and they're literally showing me like a plug, like a socket, where that we're plugged in the here now. So again, imagine the light, imagine the flashlight. Someone's got a butterfly with them, you know, like butterflies. So again, we have the accompaniment to help us in our empowerment, in our growth, in our establishment. Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much for being present. All right, so what we're going to do now, we'll start here since they have been here before, is you're invited to ask a question, and or we'll tune in for what's for your best and highest good. And of course, because it's a small, intimate setting here, we will definitely do both for you this evening. So, sure. Oh, you can. Okay, yeah. Come sit close. Hi.
Hello. a message first and a possible question for my highest and best.
Ask away, we're here. You have these beings, I don't know who they are, I don't know my ETs, my glossary, but they're, I hope they're not offended, they do not have height, I'll say it that way. they do not have height, they're laughing, they're like, you can say whatever you want, they're like, we don't care. They're short, I don't know who they are, oh gosh, let me just say this, they're small in size and extremely powerful. They don't have ego, I mean, they're just light, pure awareness. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Crystal.
And say it one more time.
Crystal.
Thank you. It's like, you know when people talk about holding sacred space? It's like, oh my gosh, the energy is coming through for you. You're just advancing so rapidly. I like have to do my homework every night just to keep up with your frequency. So what's happening is that it's not, oh gosh. They don't work individually the way we do. They sort of blend their energy. So it's like a group conscious, it's like a group effort. And it's helping you to find your placement. So it's almost like, okay, so I don't know why someone would want to be heavier. I would always want to be lighter on the scale. But let's say someone needed to be heavier for some reason. So imagine someone standing behind you and putting their foot on the scale. So when you look at the scale, it reads heavier. They're in your field to help you to see your way. So there's more light, and the light is like this overlay. So it's kind of like what we were talking about before, where you still have to do your work, you still have to make your choices, but because of your, because of your good karma, because of all, oh, I understand. It's sort of like because you chose wisely along the way. Imagine playing a board game, say board game night. Imagine playing a board game and like you suddenly get this card that it's like a lucky card or whatever. But it's not luck. It has to do with like your excellent karma and because of the advancements you made that it's like this extra help is due you. I'm going to say that. And so they're here offering their guidance. So sometimes you'll have like a higher thought and you almost wonder if it's you because it just, how do I describe this? And say your name one more time, please.
Crystal.
It may actually feel like otherworldly or it may feel like, okay, wait, people, because that's like four steps beyond what I'm ready for. Like, where is that coming? Where is that coming from? It's coming from them. Like, they're downloading.
That's where it's coming from. Okay, I got it now.
Okay, they're downloading your information. And so, because you have that, like, it's almost like a magnification, it's helping you read the future. It's helping you tap into stuff.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I understand completely, because I was wondering. It's like almost like out of body, but it's higher, you know. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, you're definitely hitting home with it, yeah.
Okay. So it's due to your good commodity. In other words, you had to prove yourself ready. You had to pass your spiritual test. Mm-hmm. So really, pat yourself on the back because you're ready. That's why you've earned this help. You've earned this support. due to your demonstration of faith, due to your readiness. They're so pleased with you. So you are receiving downloads. You're asking, is it real? Is it true? Am I making it up? It is real. Mm-hmm. And it's here to stay. And so they're trying to, and say her name again, please.
Crystal.
They're trying to help you get established in your new reality, in your new field of awareness. So imagine you're opening up to, like, I don't know what you're opening up to, but imagine it's a different timeline or a different dimension or whatever. And so you gotta have to sort of like feel your way around things. So like really get your bearings. So they're gonna be here for, and say your name again, please.
Crystal.
For as long as it takes. For as long as it takes for you to get yourself acquainted, for you to get yourself established. So you're going to be getting downloads. You're going to suddenly know things. You're going to be like, okay, am I really losing it, or is this real? It's real. Mm-hmm. It's real. Beautiful. And your questions.
Okay. Okay, I'm just having a little power struggle with a sibling of mine, and it's like all chatter. With the other person, and it's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And today I kind of like lashed out, and I didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like, please leave me alone. Like she didn't have enough attention or something. And I'm just thinking, how do I kind of like balance myself so that I would not react, I guess. I'm trying to do the Buddha thing, but it's more of a doing, but it's kind of challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to see if there's any clearing there between me and her.
And say your first name and her first name.
Crystal Evelyn. We're so close.